Hello, this is Bit Depth number 1490, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on December the 23rd, 2024, under the headline, Gifts for the Tech Obsessed. Pretty much everything on this list falls in the category of stocking stuffer, the kind of small gift that's considerate and thoughtful, but not overwhelmingly expensive or likely to create guilt if the giver didn't actually get a gift. You might also find this list handy to get yourself something special. In sifting through my wish lists, bookmark product listings, and annotated screen captures, I've left out the truly odd, very use-specific, and frankly expensive items. Those include digital smart thermometers, robot vacuum units, smart rings like the Oura, but those are expensive and oddball things. Let's consider the genuinely useful stuff that might be a good fit for you. A portable speaker is public noise, and I thought I'd never need one. But now I'm using a mid-size, reed pocketable unit in my car because headphones are a terrible idea in that space, and the auxiliary plug in my car sound system, it's old and it has no Bluetooth, is dead. In considering a portable speaker, the balance is always between sound quality, size, and battery life. You can pick any two. Small units are only useful in personal space and have low battery life. Party units are loud, have big batteries, and are usually water-resistant, but they're hefty things. Choose according to need. Those considerations also apply to a portable battery. Powerful units capable of running a modern laptop are big and expensive. Small battery sources won't run modern smartphones for long and are best considered energy top-ups. An interesting midpoint for smaller battery chargers are those that have a plug and can be used as a power adapter as well. If your device comes with a power adapter and charges using USB-C, it's probably too big for what it does. Modern gallium nitride charging technology has dramatically reduced the size of modern charge plugs, and powerful units are both smaller and capable of charging multiple devices simultaneously. If you travel regularly, replacing multiple chargers with one unit that can do double or triple duty makes sense, even more so if it has a foldable wall plug and replaceable plug options for the electrical outlets of different countries. Also, never buy a straight extension cord again. There are many choices in extension power cables that also include USB outlets that will charge everything from a basic smartphone to a laptop. Units capable of doing power delivery of 65 watts are on the high end of the price spectrum, but effectively replace multiple chargers while also offering up standard power sockets if you need them. If you have a smartphone with inductive charging, ditch cables entirely. Inductive chargers have a power coil under their surface that connects to a receiving unit on your phone, charging it without having to fuss with plugs. Unfortunately, while there is an international standard for inductive charging, most wireless chargers are designed for either iPhones or Android smartphones and smartwatches, so shop carefully. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, it's likely that eventually you'll need to deal with storage issues, particularly if socially motivated photos and videos are part of your lifestyle. You can try cloud storage solutions to offload some of those files, but you might benefit more directly from using a dual-port flash drive. These units have one standard USB-A port, the one that's been on computers forever, and another that's USB-C. A few offer Apple's Lightning port as an option, but that's a dying connection system and they are already becoming quite rare. To use the device, you copy from the smartphone to the flash drive and then from the flash drive to the computer. Along the way, you also create a backup of your files on the flash drive with this workflow. Most of the laptop users I know work at a desk at least part of the time, but those who work from home are most likely to end up putting the computer on the couch or on a pillow. This is a spectacularly bad idea, because it creates insulation where the computer expects to be able to radiate the heat its processors generate. As a stopgap, use a coffee table book as an intermediary surface, but plan to get yourself a laptop tray of some kind. I favor the sort that features a metal surface on top to capture the heat and a padded surface underneath. Shop carefully though. Many have plastic surfaces which don't conduct heat and trap it only a little bit less efficiently than a pillow. There are a few form factors to these trays, including units that are clearly influenced by bed service trays, but simple and efficient has always seemed to be the best solution to solving this problem.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column length for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.